Yanai Kerebchia. Reb Yanai holds like Kerebchia. We see in one story that they both hold you can make something in something that doesn't exist. It's not doable now because it's lack of proximity existence in your world, and still you can make a kinyan or accomplish something. The Reb Yanai heavily arisa that the mountain the concept the peri komalu shabsa. Reb Yanai had a sharecropper who brought him a present, nothing to do with the deal, but a present of his own from his own fruit, a basket of fruit every Arab Shabbos. Ahu Yaima, one Friday, Nagala, he was late. V'liyasa. Now Reb Yanai needed that fruit to eat on Shabbos, and he wasn't here, so he couldn't take off Trumas HaMaisus. So what did Reb Yanai do? Shakal Asim Yibesa Beperi Debesa Alayu. Since it's only rabbinic, so he's allowed to take Trumas HaMaisus even though they're not next to him. Let me just explain. The halacha that Trumas HaMaisus have to be taken for something right in front of you is a rabbinic law, not biblical. Rabbinically, the Rabbanan required that the grain be in front of you, or the item you're taking, Truma Maisa, be in front of you when you separate Truma Maisa. Biblically speaking, I can separate Truma Maisa here for something that I have in New York. But rabbinically, they want it all in front of you. But over here, since this whole Truma Maisa is rabbinic, so they waived that requirement. And they allowed anybody, to separate Truma Maisa off of something else. Let's not go into this story. Let's say Reb Yanai would have had a whole basket of fruit in New York that he wanted to separate Trumas HaMaisus on a Wednesday because his cousin was going to eat it. So they allowed him to separate Trumas HaMaisus here from something else and say, this should be Trumas HaMaisus on the basket of fruit that I have in New York, and it would work. Because the halakha that it has to be in front of you only applies when the Trumas HaMaisus are biblical, not on fruit, which is rabbinic. That is what Taisa speaks out. So anyway, so that was not an issue. So he went and separated it on the present he was going to receive. And that is the issue, because he doesn't have the present yet. Not his. I can't separate Trumas HaMaisus off of your thing. I have to separate it off of my fruit. How can I separate on yours? It's not mine. So he came, Asa L'kama D'Reb Chiya. Amalei, he said, Shaper Avdus. You did the correct thing. It was fine. Netanya.
He did it now because
he wanted it on Shabbos, and he can't separate rabbinically on Shabbos. There's a rabbinic prohibition of separating Trumas HaMaisus on Shabbos because it looks like you're fixing things. It's not biblical, but it's rabbinically prohibited. This is a rabbinic prohibition of separating Trumas HaMaisus on Shabbos. So Asa L'kama D'Reb Chiya. Amalei Shaper Avdus, he did the correct thing. Let's catch up with Rashi.
This is double rabbanon.
Doesn't make a difference.
The whole issue is only rabbanon.
So? So I should violate a rabbanon to do a rabbanon? Some Rashi. Nagalei saw Yaisim Izmano, he was delayed more than the regular time. Even though it wasn't here. The man told me this later. So Reb Chiya told them, you did okay. The Tanya. The man told me, the U.S. Hashem alakecha kalayam. In the parsha of separating Trumas HaMaisus, it throws in, you should learn to fear Hashem all the days. What is Kol Hayamim coming to tell me? Tell me, you want to separate Trumas HaMaisus? That will teach you to fear Hashem. Why do we have to say the words Kol Hayamim? Obviously, the Torah is trying to allow something by using the words Kol Hayamim. What is the Torah trying to allow? Elu Shabbos V'Yamim Tovim. It's allowing something to happen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the question is, what is the Torah allowing? Now, the Torah does not allow you to violate rabbinic law because it didn't exist. You wouldn't need an allowance for rabbinic law in the Pasuk. The Pasuk deals with biblical law. So why did the Torah have to tell me that I could do something called hayamim? What is the Torah permitting that I would have thought is not permissible? Elaima, my Yogasa. Is the Torah telling me there's no problem of separating Tumas and Maisis and Shabbos. Why would I think there is a problem? It's Rechlah, the Mishnah told to the Rabbanon. It's only a rabbinic question. Why would the Torah tell me, don't worry about the rabbinic law? The Torah doesn't deal with rabbinic law. It deals with biblical law. And there's no biblical restriction that the Torah should have to remove it. What would be wrong biblically in separating Tumas and Maisis and Shabbos? So it can't be that the Pasuk is allowing something that's allowable anyway. Rashi. The Torah is telling me, be careful. Do not let your enjoyment of Shabbos be bothered by or be denied because of your problem with Tevel. Now, what problem could there be? What is the Torah warning you to avoid? Is the Torah permitting you to take Shabbos, Trumas, and Maisis? It's the question. The Avagam to Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, Masakhnin, you can fix it. Would I need a pasuk to say there's no rabbinic problem? The prohibition of separating Maisis and Shabbos is rabbinic, not Eloi Mishim Shuas. Where did the Torah ban any kind of separation that the Torah would have to permit it? And for the Gemara, Ella must be Ella, the Kilav Kihai Gavna, that the Torah is permitting you for the need of Shabbos to separate now, even though you don't have it. That's what the Torah is coming to permit you to do. Don't worry, because you have to enjoy Shabbos, so don't worry about the fact that it doesn't belong to you yet. You can still separate Trumas and Maisis because of the Makna Dover Shloi Bali Eilam. Elalav Kai Gavna. The Mutzah La'atra Ma'ashloi Bali Eilam V'asid Lover L'tayach Einik Shabbos. You're allowed to separate on what's not here, and that's going to come for Einik Shabbos. So therefore, since the Torah had to give me a heter, what was the heter atayra? The heter atayra was, separate even though it doesn't belong to you yet. Separate Trumas and Maisis even though the item does not belong to you yet. That means the Torah is telling me, don't worry about the fact that it's loy bali ilam. Yes?
What is the
chumra
or kula?
A kula. A chumra in Einik Shabbos, a kula in Trumas and Maisis. That I'm allowed to, because I need Einik Shabbos, I can separate Trumas and Maisris even though I don't own the thing yet.
The
Pasuk
is telling me that keep Shabbos, right?
No. Pasuk is not telling me to keep Shabbos. The Pasuk is telling me keep your Einik Shabbos. Make sure you have enjoyment on Shabbos. The pasuk is talking about Trumas and Maisis. This pasuk is not. I would have got texted me this early in the morning. This pasuk.
Meaning put yourself in a situation and you can eat today, if you wouldn't have a chance. If you don't go and take the
Trumas
Maisis now, you won't enjoy Shabbos, right?
You wouldn't enjoy Shabbos, right.
Oh, so that gives me, it's
telling
me a
fool. Correct.
I'm so bad. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't.
I interrupted you.
He interrupted me.
I don't know.
I love the damn.
He's in Russia. What?
Please,
do
me a favor,
Ron,
please.
Why are you rushing me? Thank you.
Okay, now. Can you let him ask his question? Now you're interrupting him.
What is the idea that the baseline is we would not ever think it would be possible to separate what it's not?
Now, not in front of you, not yours.
I'm sorry, not mine. If we would just we assume that you cannot anticipate the gift, and it has to be yours first. That's the...
I didn't mean everything has to be ready well. Is it working? I heard it's fine.
What?
I was having trouble getting in this morning. Like, it was a fast busy signal every time I called it.
So should I try again? Nobody's complained to me. Elio Bosch just complained to me.
Just stop recording for a second and we'll start it.
Anybody on? Is anybody on the phone?
I'm here. I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Is everything okay?
I'm on the phone, too.
Hello?
Bud? I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Harrison Braid. Harrison Braid are on the phone.
Right.
Hope, can you tell Elio Bosch and can you tell Menashe Weiss? I'm keeping on getting messages. What are they, I guess, working on it. Avram Cohen just sent me a message and he's working on it.
Don't be bothered because let him come this year. I'm learning.
Yes, Harvey.
No, I look my way through the problem.
Thank you.
It's not in this world. I mean, it is, but you don't have
it. If you don't have the right to it, for you, it's not in your world.
It's not in your world, your
halakhic world.
Right.
Right. Now, the article in there here is a basic question. You don't have to separate it on something else. Wait till the present comes. You're allowed to separate biblically on Shabbos.
Right.
So why would the Torah permit you to separate it on something you don't own now when wait for the thing to come? You can do it on Shabbos, biblically. Again, we said the Torah is not permitting you to do it on Shabbos because it is permissible on Tire Shabbos. So what was Rabbi Yonai's rush? He didn't want to wait till Shabbos because of the rabbinic law. So how does the Torah tell him that he's allowed to separate on somebody else's thing? Wait for Shabbos. You don't have to separate on somebody else's thing. You can wait for Shabbos. When it comes, you'll separate. The answer is, the Torah is permitting you to separate. I don't want to misquote this answer. This is Darkland's question. He doesn't understand what the Gemara wants.
Wait for Shabbos.
Right. So wait for Shabbos. What was the rush? That's Baruch Lanier's question. Just don't want to misquote his answer. Question. I'm sorry, it's not the Aruch Lanier's question, it's the Ritva's question. And the Ritva says that it's talking about that you need all the fruit that you have that he's going to bring you for Suda Shabbos. I don't see how that answers it.
So if you need to take from somewhere else,
you have nothing to take from Shabbos. Here. You can't take anything you're getting.
Meaning you're going to need everything that he brings.
Right.
So you won't be able to separate it when it comes. But I understand, if you're doing it from a different fruit, why won't that fruit be available?
Are you in the Zaren? Is that what you're thinking?
Sorry?
Is this the stuff in the Zaren you're looking
at? No, I'm in Yavamas. What does Archko say over here?
Sending Rashi saying, although an action takes effect on something not yet in the world, it is preferable to take produce that ties only for already existing produce. Preferable.
Right. Does he deal with the fact, what the proof, does he say anything on the first line in the Gemara?
But Rashi says, wait till you get it, right? The answer is,
Pasuk is saying you don't have to wait till you get it.
The answer is I can't wait. If I wait, I'm not going to be able to take it from this stuff because I won't have enough food for Shabbos.
And now?
Is it someone else's stuff that's taken?
No, I'm taking it as something that's going to become mine. I'm separating from what I have from something that's going to become mine.
That would say you have like a nice apple. I have nothing to have.
So I can do that on Shabbos.
And I'm taking rice from someone else's stuff, right?
Because it's going to become yours.
Right, good.
So why can't you wait till it comes here and you'll do it then, biblically?
Because if I do it, if I take it then, I won't have enough to eat myself.
Why not?
This is only exactly enough.
What am I doing now?
Now I'm taking
my fruit.
That
I'm
won't
taking
be doing
my
anything.
Thing
that,
from my house, that's what Rabbi Yonah did, and what's going to come later.
That fruit's going to be rotten by then. That fruit
and I
won't
took
be there anymore.
Things from his house, and he separated on the basket of fruit that's going to come later. He had apples
that
at home, and he has
anymore.
A basket of apples coming. So he's separating from his apples at home on those apples that he doesn't own yet.
Okay.
And the Torah is permitting it for Einik Shabbos.
But what happened to the stuff that's coming?
So I'm not separating from the stuff that's coming. I'm separating from the stuff that I have.
What if the stuff
whatever
you have
he does
before?
Friday, why can't he do it on Shabbos?
Is it coming on Shabbos?
It's coming on Shabbos.
That's why he can't
biblically, he's allowed to separate on Shabbos.
Because he doesn't know when on Shabbos it's coming.
Makes no difference.
So he won't have Teva left. If he does it now, he won't have Teva.
Again, why can't he do it on Shabbos? Biblically, there's no reason to separate on Shabbos. What's his rush?
Because he might end up eating his whatever food he has on Friday night. So come Shabbos morning, he won't have Tevel left to separate on.
He might use up what he has at home, and then when that thing comes, he'll need it all. So he's avoiding that problem by separating what he has now to make sure that he's not stuck with nothing, perhaps. The Torah is permitting him to do it now, even though he doesn't own it, because the Torah is concerned that he not be left without Einik Shabbos.
He doesn't own what?
The stuff that's coming.
He doesn't own the stuff that's coming. So how can you separate something that I have now?
I'm using the fruit I have now to separate on the fruit that's going to be coming.
But what you have now is here.
But what I'm separating it on, I don't own.
What you separate it for, something is not mine, so I can't, even though I could separate, okay, it's not so bad, is it?
Why not? It's not my fruit that I'm separating on.
Before. But maybe it's apples that you're separating now for wheat or something.
No. Apples are for apples.
So what do you mean, for Suda Shabbos apples? That's to make you
the Suda? Fine. Pick a fruit that people eat that has the Suda.
No, it's the mitzvah of Shabbos.
No, enjoyment of Shabbos. He enjoys apples.
I thought it was the Suda.
No, it didn't. It said Einik Shabbos.
Yeah, but there's no concern in any of this discussion about the precision of the quantity.
Right. It seems that he knows the exact quantity.
We know that a basket of apples equals...
Exactly. Right, because if there would be a problem, we would not be able to separate Meiser, correct. Amalei, so Reb Yonah answers Reb Chiya, V'akriyim b'chol m'kana ratzis. Last night in the dream, I had a dream that they told me a pasuk, broken stick. There's a pasuk that says, kana ratzis. Now, there's a pasuk that says, you relied on a broken stick. I got the words broken stick. Aren't they sending me a message from Hashemayim that I did the wrong thing? My lab hachakam really. Aren't they telling me in the batachtaloch amishenes hakana aratzitz? You are relying. I don't know, I'm still getting messages. You just sent a message, keep trying. That's what I got. Fine. Baruch Leiter, should I try calling in again? What? Yeah. So, isn't the pasuk telling me you relied on a broken stick? That means I did the wrong thing? You're telling me I did the right thing, The dream seemed to say I did the wrong thing. I got the message, broken sick. Now the Pasuk is not talking about Trumas and Maisers. The Pasuk is saying Klal Yisrael relied on Asher to protect them from Bavel, and that's relying on a broken stick. Or Parai, I'm sorry, on Parai to protect them from Bavel, and he was a broken stick. And for the Gemara Law, Yachi Kamar Law, so Reb Chiya said, no, the Pasuk means Kana Rasas Lo Yishbar. The broken stick will not break, meaning what you did is good. Well, Pishtakeya Leich Bena. And Pishtakeya is dark flax. Frickling flax will not extinguish. So basically, the not stopping. It worked. Menashe Weiss just sent me that it worked. Okay. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, so basically the Pasuk is saying he did the right thing. Dr. Rashi, Elalav Kai Gavna, the Mutalasa Mashal Boli, Oilam Vasa Glover, and the Tarek Hainik Shabbos. The Akim Bechama Leil Shabbos Zeb, Kana Rasset, Mikra Echot, Shemai Kana Rasset. They told me a Pasuk, and they told me the two words in the Pasuk, Kana Rasset. My Lav Hini Batakhta, the Lav Shabbos Abdus, he didn't do the right thing. Now the Gemara like Kra Akhwin 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 says they told you a different Pasuk. Kana Rasset La Yishbar, save with the Kra, L'emes Yaitzi Mishbat. In truth, he will do the judgment, meaning he did the right thing, the shaper of this. So here we got two Amaroim, Reb Chiya and Reb Yanai, who both hold that it's possible to separate Truma on what you don't own, which means other Makna Davish Lebali Eilam. Now we move on to the next sheet. Again, we said Rabuna Karav, Rav Kurab Yanai, Reb Yanai Kurab Chiya. And then we said Reb Chiya Karebi. What did Rebbe say?
Worst case,
that's what Roger asked a while back.
Symmetrically, conservatively, this is here, just not halachically.
So halachically, it's Leib Ali Island.
So it
proves that he holds Leib Ali Island on halachically, not here, correct. Nothing about like the Rebbe the Tanya. Rebbe, where do we see Rebbe say it? In the following brisa. L'tzaskir evan el adaynav. There's a pasuk that says, do not, what does he say tzaskir means? Return, lock up, deliver a slave to his master. The pasuk says, do not deliver a slave to his master who saved himself from his master. What is the Torah banning? If Reuben owns a slave and he runs away, Shimon can't return it to him? So Rabbi Yomer be'eved lekeach eved akamenas l'shacharoy akasim medaber. A person bought a slave, and when he bought it, he wrote, "When I buy you, you will be free." And then he bought him and doesn't want to free him. So you're not allowed to give that eved to his master. He freed him because he wrote, "When I buy you, I will free you. You will be free." That means he freed him. I can't keep, once you free an Eved, you cannot take him back. Now, how could you free him? Didn't belong to you. Ahichi Dami, what is the case? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Kutzalei Shekhecha, when I buy you, Haratzul Lekonolov Ma'achshav, you are retroactively free. How could you free something you don't own? The answer is, Davish Lebali Eilam. Rashi? No, Amarat L'Shacharai. Moses saw you stop it by. The Pasuk is saying he's not allowed to work with him. Remeir. What is the case of Remeir? Did not. Haimer Lehishar Mekudeshesli Lakashes Gayer. We had this before. Somebody says to a woman, you are Mekudeshes to me after I become Jewish. Lakashes is Gayeri after you become Jewish. Lakashes Shtakre after I become free. Lakashes Shtakre after you become free. Lakashes Yamas Bailech after your husband dies. After your sister dies. Because you can't do it now. If you can't do it now, you can't do it for the future. Here is Remeir saying that a person can make a kinyan in something that's not halachically here. No Rashi. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. What is the case of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov when he says that you can be makna davish lebali ayla? Netanya. Yes, sir, okay, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said more than this. Afilu amar peris arugazut klushim. The halacha is as follows. You cannot separate truma on things that are still attached to the ground. Meaning, I have a bushel of fruit in my house, and I have a field of truma, a field of grain that's growing. So I want to separate the truma while it's still growing. You cannot do that. It has to be detached. Not only does it have to be detached, but it has to have grown at least a third of its ripeness to be eligible to separate truma. So I don't separate truma if it didn't grow a third of its ripeness. It's not edible. So what you need is that the grain grow to a certain point and then be detached. Now this guy has no patience. He's leaving town. He doesn't have time. So he says, you know what? I'm going to separate truma and let it kick in when the grain grows a third and gets harvested. I'm leaving town. I'm going to China. My workers are going to harvest this field in 6 weeks from now. At that point, it'll be more than a third grown. So I will separate the truma now, and it'll kick in when the field grows to a certain amount and gets harvested. At that point, what I'm doing now will kick in. What? Same thing. It's the same idea. You can't do it now, but you're doing it for your future.
You can't partially convert. You can't go one-third of a conversion. So what I'm asking is, there's two issues with this.
The third is just to make it edible. If it's not a third, it's not edible.
There's two issues with this.
Really?
One is it's not taken off the vine, and number two, it's not
ripe enough.
It's not ripe enough to harvest.
You need two steps. Number one, you have to wait till it gets ripe enough. And number two, it has to be harvested. And he's trying to separate the truma now for the future.
So, it's actually more of a because not only is it not harvested, it doesn't have to be fully ripe or something like that.
Correct.
Ready?
Well, I'm sorry? Somebody said that the Browns are a football team? Yeah? Go ahead.
A person attached a lady on the condition the Browns win the game. The game has not started. The players are on the field. Is that considered?
Yes, because he made the condition now. That's not considered by Bali Island because he could do it now. There's nothing to prevent him from doing the condition right now.
With the lady?
Again.
She's not here.
Where is she? Is there any halachic reason that the Kedushin can't work now?
I can't give it,
I can't give it says for the interview. Means it can't work now, so I wanted to make it work for when it will be able to work. I want to sell you a field that I don't own. So I'm telling you, when I buy it from Mr. Goldstein, I'm going to sell it to you. I can't sell it to you now.
Rabbi, these things are in existence, though.
I can't hear you.
Aren't these things in existence? Let me say, like, these things are in existence. Fruit's there.
Halachically not in existence for you. They're not here yet. It didn't grow the amount of time, and it's not harvested. It's not trumable at this point. We're going to invent a new word. Well, I should have said it's not separable.
The person does not know exactly where the lady is. Can't recognize her no.
That's technicality. You could be Makadosh a lady now.
I don't know where she is right now.
So is that called Loi Bali Ilam? I don't know. It's a different kind of Loi Bali Ilam there. It's because it's a technicality and you don't know where she is, but there's nothing blocking the Kedushin from working now.
She has to participate in the Kedushin?
Or her agent.
Or her agent. I don't know exactly where she's at, but I can't send an agent there. So, according to my feeble mind...
He wants to know, if I say I'm going to Kaddish a lady when I find her, it doesn't make a difference. You have to accept it now. In all these cases, Harvey's right. She accepted the Kedushin. to mark. Let's not get scared. You never know. You hear what I just said? In all those cases, a lady accepted the Kiddush. Yes. You're very popular this morning, yes. Right. The guy said, I'm buying you and freeing you at the time that I buy you. It does mean now. See, that's the issue that I tried to avoid. Two times we had that it should work retroactively. We had it here, and we had it yesterday by when I buy the field, it should be yours from now.
Right.
So there's a long tesis that deals with why to bring him Achshav. I didn't go there.
I assume you're not going to go there right now.
No, I'm not.
But these are Rebbe is it's followed by Rav Meir and it's followed by Rav Elazar ben Yaakov.
Correct.
They're not holding Me'akshav.
They didn't mention the word Me'akshav. Rebbe did. Right. The other two did not. But I don't think it makes a difference. It's the idea that I can make something work on something that's not here.
But they won't go to the same.
They didn't. Again, they might. They might not. Correct.
That's one more
question.
Why?
What Tyson says? I tell you, it's a long Tyson. Like half an hour. More than that. Tyson goes back and forth on this. Why Ma'akshav is even necessary, or is it necessary? Or is it not necessary? If I mention it, I'm going to get myself into trouble, but I'll mention it quickly. There's a concept that kinyanim only work when the kinyan is still here at the time it kicks in. For instance, I pay a guy money to buy his field. I want to buy it in a year. So I say, I'm paying you now, and the kinyan should kick in a year. The reason that works is because the money created a lien. It created a bond that he owes me money unless he gives me the field. So it's considered that the kinyan is still here. However, if I buy the field with a shtar, then it'll be kicking in a year, and somebody rips the shtar before the year, it won't work, because the shtar is no longer here. You cannot have a kinyan work when the kinyan is not around. It has to be around when the kinyan kicks in. So some things, unless you do it retroactive, and then the kinyan was there. So that's why they get involved in retroactivity, and it's really, that's why I said I don't want to go there.
Mentioned it's between two people, who will be honorable. Over here, it's between two people, and a third person is the owner of the slave, who might not even be around right now.
He's the one that frees him. It's not true. He's the one that wrote, when I buy you, I will free you. He's the owner of the slave.
He's not presently the owner of the slave. The slave might be owned by somebody else.
And he bought him, and he said, when I buy you, you are free. And he said retroactive. Again, I'd rather not.
Okay.
Dr. Rashi, Shavir Shlish, Davi Gemar Melocha. That's considered ripening up, because I'm a Rosh Hashanah. But this is a Tzvua L'Shalosh. Pasuk says it'll do the Tzvua in 3 years, the third year. A Tzvua L'Shalosh and L'Shlish. And it becomes eligible for Trumas and Maestras when it grows a third. That's when it's considered ripe enough to eat. Rabbi Kiva does not. Kaidim Shani Aisel Levichai Netzarech L'Hafer. A woman bans her husband from having pleasure from her earnings. He doesn't have to nullify it because it belongs to him. Rabbi Kiva Ima Yavar Shem Atad Devolim Yasim Neroyloi. She might make more than belongs to him. Now, we talked about this yesterday. How does the netter kick in? She didn't earn the money yet. There's a raya that he holds. You can do a davar shle bali yilam. Now, yesterday we got out of that. We said that she said, my hands should be usher. But that's what the Gemara is saying, even though we gave that answer, but Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak did not learn Rabbi Kiva that way. Because when he listed all the people that hold, you can be makna davar shle bali yilam, he listed Rabbi Kiva. According to our answer yesterday, that she's banning her hands, then it wouldn't be a raya that he holds Davar Shloi Baliyayla. So the raya from the factor of Nachman by Yitzchak lists Rabbi Akiva as one of the people who say you can make something Davar Shloi Baliyayla is a raya that he did not agree with the answer we said earlier that Rabbi Akiva does not have to hold Adam Machta Davar Shloi Baliyayla because it's talking about she banned her hands, not her future earnings. Rashi. No, Rashi.
Because the hands are here?
Hands are here, correct.
So
the right and the hand.
Taking to the evidence here too, isn't it?
Again, the evidence is not halachically here for her. Here the hands are halachically hers, and they are here, and there's nothing keeping her from banning it. It doesn't have to kick in at a later date. It kicks in right now. But she's not answering her mighty dime, she's answering the right in her hand. She's here. The heaven is not being free till later, if he can't. Okay, so this is the list from Rav Huna to Rav, to Rav Yanai to Rav Chia, to Rebbe to Rav Meir, to Rav Lezbi Yaakov to Rav Akiva. We finished the sugya, we're going back to Masechtas Yevamos. Boimineir of Sheshes, they asked the Sheshes the following Shiloh. We're finished with Davar Shloi Baliyayla. We're finished with Yevama Lashuk. We're now going back to our Mishnah's discussion of an Eid Echad being trusted to tell a woman that her husband died. Let's talk about the following case. Eid Echad be Yevama Mahu. An Eid Echad comes in and tells a woman her husband died, but there's an existing brother. Until now, we talked about in the Mishnah, an Eid Echad came and told the woman her husband died, and we gave her a right to get remarried to somebody else. Because we relied on a combination of Eid Echad and that she will do an investigation. How about if there's a brother of the deceased? Is the same halacha apply or not? And the Gemara explains what its shaila is. Mal. Time of day, Eid Echad mishin debusa avidu ligluya lemeshaker. Are we relying on one witness? Because ultimately, probably we're going to find out the truth. When an Eid Echad comes in and says to a woman her husband died, the reason we're willing to rely on him, the Gemara is now considering, is because ultimately everybody will find out if he's dead or not. Usually these things get proven later on. Either more people come and say that he died, or he shows up. At the end of the day, this is something that's going to be revealed. Not right away, but ultimately, these are informational facts that we will find out, usually. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, we can trust this Eid Echad, because he's stepping out on a limb. Because he knows that probably, we're going to either approve or disprove of what he's saying. So he's being very careful. So let me just finish. We're relying on the Eid Echad, because he has an incentive to be very honest. And his incentive is, it's not something that's going to be hidden forever. Usually. Is that the reason? And therefore, Hakanami Le Meshaker, the same will happen here. Or the main reason is because of her independent investigation. The Haka, Kivan de Zimnan de Rachmele, like Daika Mitzvah. Sometimes, she likes her brother-in-law. And therefore, listen, Eid Echad told her husband's dead. Her husband's not here, and she happens to like her brother-in-law. So she won't be as careful in her investigation. It's not marrying somebody she doesn't know, or somebody has no previous relationship to. This is her brother-in-law. She knows him very well. And she has a very positive relationship with him. Therefore, maybe we shouldn't rely on Eid Echad, because women don't do a good enough job investigating it when it's a question of marrying a brother-in-law. That's the Shaila of Gemara. Is Eid Echad believed independently? Her investigation is an add-on, not the main reason, as we've been saying till now. Or, meaning, not like we've been saying till now, or is it the main reason over here, there's a reason to believe that her investigation will be flawed because Lamaisa, she has an emotional attachment to her brother-in-law. And that emotional attachment will blind her in not doing a proper investigation.
Why does this be the same two questions if she's not married to her brother-in-law? the aide would still be in trouble should the truth come out. She might also have an intended new husband that is her intended new husband because she's attracted to him. Why aren't the same two reasons used if she's not there?
The answer to your question, well, let me, two-part answer. Really, Rav Sheshet could have asked this question in the first Mishnah. Why are we believing the Eid Echad? Because he's going to get caught? Or because we rely on their investigation? That could have asked, but it would have made no practical difference. And this is the answer to the second part of your question. Because married women aren't supposed to be attracted to other strange men. Why should we think that she has a desire to marry somebody out there, and therefore she won't investigate well? Because a brother-in-law is somebody she knows has contact with. Married women are not, in usual, or at least supposed to be, in contact with strange men. A brother-in-law is family. It's his husband's brother. He's around the house all the time. Now, the Gemara will say in a moment, and this is going to come up, this can either create an emotional positive or an emotional negative. Some women are totally turned off by their brothers-in-law, and some women are turned on by their brothers-in-law. Mamzerim.
So why is that also the case right?
Well, that's part of the investigation. The question is, she knows that her kids will be mamzerim, so we rely on her investigation. Unfortunately, people who think they're investigating well but have an emotional attachment won't do as good of a job. It's a reality. They won't do as good of a job. Again, it's the woman knows everything. Listen, the Edacha told her husband's dead. She's doing an investigation, and it seems like he's saying the truth. Now, before she marries a stranger, she's going to go a million miles further. She knows it's going to be a mamzerim. That's also true. It's going to be a mamzerim with a stranger as well. Not going to be any more mamzer with her brother-in-law than with a stranger. No difference in halacha as far as the kids are concerned. She's an Eishes Ish. Same.
No.
She gets. She. It's Karas, and Eishes Ish is Chenek. So her investigation is going to be thorough. Sometimes people do an investigation, but they have an ulterior motive that they might not even be aware of that is in them that leads them to want to come to a conclusion faster. That's our question. If that's the main reason, over here we're worried. Whereas if the main reason is the Eid Echad, and she was just superfluous, so then it wouldn't be effective. That's Rav Sheshet's child.
I mean, isn't, well, how come there's no obligation for the brother-in-law?
Somebody's talking here, yes.
There was a scar somewhere, I forgot what we said, the lady would not want to make up there, and she wouldn't do certain things.
Absolutely. That's why she's investigating. Listen. When you're in a rush to go somewhere and you have to check something out, and when you're not in a rush to go somewhere and you have to check something out, inevitably there'll be a difference in the way you check it out. Not because you are being lax, it's just that you have something's driving you and therefore you cut corners. Human nature. When you have to get back to Mincha, you will speed on the highway. First than you would if you wouldn't have to get back to Mincha. Not because you think speeding on the highway is good, but because you have to get to Mincha. Human nature is that outside things affect our judgment. It's a reality. We're not dealing with mazes. Remember, the Eid Echad did say her husband's dead. Yes, Dr. Harris.
If there's no obligation for the brother-in-law to do any investigation?
What?
Is there any obligation for the brother-in-law to look into investigate? I mean, he's it's also, you know, at risk.
Anybody she marries should do his own investigation because,
it's all on her.
If the husband shows up, whoever married her lived with an Eishes Ish. The answer is he's not the problem. He has to, if he's marrying her, he's relying on the fact that Bezin told her she can get married. Bezin told her she can get married because they rely on her investigation. So if Bezin relied on it, why can't Mr. Stranger rely on it? However, the brother-in-law will Beth and tell her she can get married. Is that investment going to be thorough enough for Beth? And Mamela, if it's not thorough enough for Beth, then it won't be thorough enough for the brother-in-law. Yes.
Can the aide go up to the brother-in-law, never go to the woman, and say, by the way, you have to believe him?
It would not be believed. I mean, this aide has to go to Bethan. And Bethan has to tell her you can rely on this aide.
Or can he go to the... Can they take her out of the picture in the meantime?
No!
Why?
Because an aide has to not believe.
The aide has to not believe. Nate has to come to Bethan for the sake of the woman.
He can come to Bethan for whatever sake he wants to come.
Can he go up to the, for the sake of the brother-in-law? Never tell the woman. Just tell the brother-in-law.
Again, does he go to Bethan? Is he going to Bethan?
Yes.
Okay, so he walks into Bethan and says, Reuven died. Who cares why he came in and told us Reuven died? He told us Reuven died. So now we call Reuven's wife. We invite her into Bethan.
Does she have... More quiet investigation of his brother-in-law, who is well aware that it could be a position among them too.
Again, the brother-in-law looks to Bethan for guidance.
That's what she does.
And Bethan is telling her she can get remarried. And why are they telling her that?
For her to investigate.
Because they're relying on her investigation.
Maybe it doesn't do investigation.
Yeah, because she's going to be, again.
Can the brother-in-law do the only investigation?
If she's happy with it,
yes.
That's her investigation. Okay. You can investigate by hiring Pinkerton if they still exist. There used to be an investigation company. I still don't know if they still exist. Pinkerton, Alan Pinkerton. Am I right? Secret Survey.
Right.
Goes back to my youth. I don't know if that company still exists.
It was a national company?
It was a national company.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm dating myself. It's before your time. He has a mitzvah of evil. Yeah, I can do that, but he wants to do the mitzvah of Yibum if it's available. And Bethan told him he can. That's the question. Will Bethan tell him he can? We're not dealing with what happens after Bethan tells him. We're dealing in Bethan. Bethan's thinking, should we tell her that it's okay? We said it's not like this, but we said really it should be superior. But it's not as that. We tell people we're afraid you do it for the ulterior motive.
So, what would happen if the brother was alive? If it's Lisa, and then the brother comes back?
Nothing.
What if she had gotten remarried?
So it's like any other woman that got remarried.
Yeah. What?
And the husband's alive. It'd be different.
What I'm asking is, has the brother, having done for Lisa, have agreed for her to marry a third party? Has he done anything wrong?
No! Nothing!
The point is, you just go with that step.
I'm not taking back.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that the Zalzah was there. Just give Khalid, don't
start any problems. The question is, can she get Yibum? We're not telling, we want to know legally, can she get Yibum? That's our question.
This is hypothetical.
Why is that hypothetical? The guy wants to do Yibum.
By the third party, there's no other option. You marry or don't marry her.
So don't marry her. Just like he can give Chalitza, nobody has to marry her.
Right?
There's no, again, if it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's mutter, it's mutter.